Chapter 30, Part 2, The Person Who Is Truly Good Strikes Only Once. The critical phase in human development which has now been entered confronts those who seek Gnostic consciousness with the problem of how to behave towards the world and humankind. Essentially, the Gnostic approach to life will help the government of a nation to fulfill its proper role. Now, this idea of a Gnostic helping his government may sound rather old-fashioned and orthodox, primitive even, or at least not appropriate for modern times when governments are ousted one after the other. But it is possible to understand these words in a way that will be totally new to you, although in fact it has very ancient roots. It is just that this approach has been forgotten in the course of the ages. A government occupies a central position among the people, not only in the political or legal sense, but also in the astral sense, for it forms an electromagnetic center on which converge all the astral currents needed or invoked by the nation or bound to it by karma. Via that center, these astral radiations are activated and spread out over the people. So, apart from the personal relationship which every individual has with the life field in which he lives, there is also a collective relationship of the nation as a whole to the life field surrounding it. A government acts as the inductor, the center of contact. A person who understands Gnostic magic will always take this fact into consideration. Now, it may be that part of the nation disapproves of the government. The government may be weak or even primitive. It may make decisions which are catastrophic for the nation. Nevertheless, the natural law, known to Gnostic magic, still applies. The government is the central figure, the central organ, the respiratory center of the nation's body. The human body respires and attracts forces via the seven chakras of the astral vehicle, and the body of a nation functions, in a certain sense, in a similar way. So the central organ cannot be bypassed. That is why the universal doctrine always represents governments as being absolutely in authority, a fact which, as we said before, the practitioner of Gnostic magic will bear in mind. That is why the Bible, for instance, says, "The authorities do not bear the sword in vain," Romans 13:4. The word sword, as it is used here, does not refer to some piece of military apparatus, but symbolizes the center of governmental power, just as the sword of the Brotherhood of the Holy Grail is symbolic in meaning. By now, a query may have crossed your mind. Does this mean I must accept without question everything the government says and does, and obey it implicitly? Surely not. Our answer is that this question, too, must be considered from the point of view of astral laws. Then one discovers that, in any nation, there are numerous larger and smaller groups, perhaps even amounting to thousands of millions of individuals who totally oppose their government. The mental and astral effect of this is that the highest level of government, generally the Council of Ministers, becomes the focus of an almost inconceivable astral turbulence. Suppose a decision is taken by the chief ministers which plunges the whole nation into turmoil. Instantly, currents of astral force will radiate from all over the nation to that one center, forming one seething, whirling astral fire. That is why a council of ministers is always the focus of an intense astral turbulence. In that central focus, every thought and feeling of opposition bursts into flame to a certain extent. And, when you consider the tendency of various nations, with interests in common, to group together, and the fact that in such a community of nations, one particular nation tends to dominate, think, for example, of the present power blocks in the West and in the East, you will be able to see that two mighty astral vortices must be active in our world. In this way, two tracks are formed, to put it in the language of Taoism, two tracks of immense astral turbulence, which are poured out over the whole of humanity via the various centers of government. So you see, All the turmoil one hears about in newspapers, magazines, and other literature, or on the radio, is but a pale shadow of what is going on at these central astral foci. So it is meaningless to try and stop things like violations of human rights merely by passing laws forbidding them. The fact that the astral results of every single thought and feeling of opposition converge on the government means that government members are in a far from enviable position, and not only because of each minister's own personal astral disposition. Do not think the ministers belong to this or that party, and they will just act in their own personal or party interests to the detriment or benefit of the nation. It is not as simple as that. In the center of government, the entire psyche of a nation comes to expression. That is why it is inevitable that every nation will have the government it deserves. This is guaranteed by natural astral laws. So the astral center associated with a government is the representative of the people in more ways than one. The governmental representatives of a nation may have weaknesses and take misguided decisions which cause delicate situations to arise. But beyond all that, there is the nation's astral representation. Such an astral center of government representing the nation is electromagnetic and attracts radiations and forces from the surrounding astral life field and from the solar macrocosm. Via that governmental center, all these forces are directly linked with the entire nation. In this way, in seconds, astral ties are set up, and they are maintained by day and by night. The practical, demonstrable result is that every nation receives the government it deserves. Of course, this is no comfort. Knowing this will not heal the bleeding wounds of our society, but it is the reality of the situation, and we need to discuss this with you. Why? So that you will adopt an attitude towards the world and humankind which is quite different from the one you have had until now. Individually and collectively, human beings bring their fate upon themselves. So is there no way in which we can serve the world and humankind? Well, think of chapter 30 of the Tao Te Ching. It depicts a figure, a master, who says nothing, who gives no teachings, but only remains silent. Because of the reality of his inner state, he attracts the forces of the eternal Tao and spreads them over his audience. That can be very effective if the audience is properly attuned, if the listeners have an affinity for that radiation and are open to it. But in our times, the results achieved by such silent speaking would be minimal. There are ways of facilitating things, however, which have been applied by many workers throughout the ages, and they have also been practiced in successive spiritual schools. Think, for instance, of the singing we often do together at our meetings. Why do we sing? Not because we want to be devout, but because by singing together we attune ourselves to each other and synchronize our breath. When we sing together, all our thoughts are focused on the same words, and in this way, a rhythmic unity is realized. In Gnostic terminology, this is called attunement to the sixth ray, and it inevitably causes a special power to flow into the group. If the group participants are open to it, it will be able to affect them. So this is one of the ways in which a person or group of people could really be helped. If a person wants to experience this method for himself, aided by the Gnostic revelation, he will need to begin by working on himself. For what you are, you will attract. You yourself determine your experiences. If you recognize this, you will bring your own state of being into harmony with the requirements of the path. You will have to begin by refusing under any circumstances to send out thoughts and feelings of accusation, blame, and antagonism. This is an attitude of mind which must be strictly avoided, both by individuals and by groups, and in the particular as well as in the general sense. Why? For ethical reasons, or because the effects of condemnation are sometimes so ugly and painful? No, it is because every condemnatory thought or feeling arouses a corresponding astral radiation, an astral reaction. If a person acts wrongly because of his or her astral condition, and you condemn this action as people normally do, then you summon that same astral condition and its consequences all over again for the person in question. It is unavoidable, and more often than not you are hurt as well, which amounts to the use of arms. With critical thoughts and feelings, we besiege and menace each other. By force of arms, nothing essential, nothing good can ever develop. Please realize that. You can only help your fellow human beings, your nation, and your world through Tao. Those who want to help any group of people through Tao do not subject the kingdom by force of arms. Criticism is a terrible weapon. That is why the Sermon on the Mount says, "Judge not that you be not judged." Just look at adolescence, for instance. As soon as the years of puberty dawn and the astral body begins to be configured and activated, a flood of immature antagonism and fault-finding breaks loose. Whatever was innate in them then comes right out in the open. That is why so many adolescents change completely in character during the years of puberty and immediately afterwards. Currents of astral turbulence exert their grip on them and sometimes make them act in ways they do not like at all. And that is how misery and sorrow enter our lives. The human being brings his fate upon himself. That is why you need to realize that you cannot subject the kingdom by force of arms. Criticism, we repeat, is a terrible weapon. Helping through Tao, what does that mean? Well, it concerns an approach to life so sublime, a Gnostic, magical practice so potent that it takes considerable effort to understand even a little about it. The first thing we need to be clear about is that neither nations nor persons can be helped by force of arms. If a storm of criticism breaks loose over a person or nation, then it will be to that person or nation's detriment, and things will inevitably go wrong. In addition, whatever harm one does to others will rebound on oneself. All who take the sword will perish by the sword. Matthew 26:52. An age-old weapon used throughout all times by adversaries of the spiritual school is to surround it and its workers with criticism. By spending just 5 minutes a day on criticism, it is possible to surround such a school with a cloud of difficulties, unless its focal power is capable of rising above it and placing itself in Tao. There are many varieties of weapons, but the most terrible of all are the astral ones, which are unknowingly applied by humanity from second to second. There are people who support anti-militaristic ideals and who very seriously practice the consequences in their lives, but through their constant practice of criticism, these people are so wounding, so deadly in their impact that a club-wielding caveman would be proud of it. Do they really think they can serve a government, a nation, or a person in this way? In fact, one never-ending war is caused by the astral turbulence resulting from humanity's habitual behavior. Now Lao Tzu says, "Thorns and thistles grow wherever armies have been. Great wars are followed by periods of disaster, and humanity has only itself to blame. The human being brings his fate upon himself. Through its disastrous habits, humanity keeps the whole nature of death going." That is why a new approach to life is so necessary for every practicing pupil of a Gnostic spiritual school, whose heart is moved by the plight of the world and humankind. The person who is truly good strikes only once, effectively, and then stops. He stops because force is not his method, as it says in the text. As you may have gathered, a mystery lies behind this saying, which makes it feasible for a single strike to be genuinely helping and liberating for humanity. We would like to try and fathom this mystery in the next chapter.